All right, it's time to get things running. See what I did there, Tom? See what I did there? Time to get things running. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. It is now time for the longest running consecutive talk show host in the history of the Pulse of New Hampshire. It is Northeast Delta Dental Radio with the one, the only, the world's fastest man, Mr. Tom Raffio. How are you today, Tom?
Fantastic, Nazzy. And of course, thank you for mentioning running, because there's been one of my goals this winter was to have as many opportunities for the running community. So yes. Northeast Delta Dental has sponsored snowshoe races, the Winter Wild, running up and down mountains, regular road racing, the Millennium Series. So any person that wants to stay fit during the winter has certainly had that opportunity in New Hampshire. So thanks for sort of alluding to that. You did not mention, however, that I am known for my dancing, too.
Like I tell you every week, Tom, I've got to save something for next time. Do you know what I mean? I've got to keep building. I know.
Because I'm told that Dancing with the Stars at NHGI is coming back. So
that's going to be awesome. That's going to be so great.
But what this show has done for me has afforded me the opportunity to share what I call gems in the community. You know, whether it's the Discovery Center, whether it's Canterbury Shaker Village. Well, right. Another gem, of course, is Kimball Jenkins. And a lot of people don't know what Kimball Jenkins is. So this weekend, we have the new, relatively new, but it's been 2 years now, executive director of Kimball Jenkins, Julianne Goddery. I pronounced that correctly. So, Julianne, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're busy.
Thanks. Yeah, it's so exciting to be here.
So before we get into your history, I want to thank my last week's guest who did a fabulous job, Jackie Cowell. One of my other passions besides art and running and oral health is early learning. And Jackie's been really successful with getting this legislature thinking about, you know, more funding for daycare centers and early learning centers, because we call that the workforce for the workforce, because obviously if you can't go to your job, if you have to, not have to, but if your kids are home. So Jackie did a great job on that. And I just want to thank as well all my running friends for participating in all the running events that I've mentioned, because we can sponsor events, but if nobody shows up there, you know, obviously there's no event. So you started, Julianne, in literally, some would argue when it was first determined we are literally in a pandemic, because in my world, you started on March 17th of 2020, right?
Yes.
So in my world, March 16th, the day before, is when the American Dental Association said you could only go to the dentist if it was emergency. So all dental offices basically closed down in New Hampshire from roughly March 16th to May 11th, and we totally had to reconfigure the industry. Thank God we had a governor's task force that was willing to work with us to develop procedures, and there's a lot of external stakeholders that developed them. But dentists got back and running on May 11th, and pretty much people have been going to the dentist since. And in my world, you know, most of our employees have been working from home. So here you are. Prior to you, there was an interim executive director, Joan Goshgarian, who I knew many years from the New Hampshire Business Committee for the Arts. So here you start on March 17th and the egg hits the fan. So tell us what your day was like on March 17th of 2020.
Oh, boy. Well, first, I just want to thank you so much for inviting me and for inviting Kimball Jenkins to be on your program. There's so many great organizations you featured in the past. And I am also a runner. So I have helped with the Granite State Smiler, and I've attended.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Which we sponsor, as you know.
Yes. I've attended many events that Delta Dental has sponsored, and just so appreciative of your presence in the community.
And I think it's going to be September 10th this year, by the way.
Yeah.
At least that's what Michelle told me most recently.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get into just how Delta Dental has helped us out a lot here at Kimball Jenkins, in addition to the running community. So I'll share some of those programs.
But you're starting,
I started
March 17th, and you're sitting in your office, and basically the world as we know it comes to an end. Like, so what do you do?
I will say I wasn't sitting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I started, you know, I was hired probably in January of 2020, but I couldn't start until March. And I kept thinking, like, was this a mistake? Like, this is, you know, all nonprofits were just incredibly worried at that time about, you know, funding and whether or not they were going to have to cancel programs. At Kimball Jenkins, we're very fortunate that we have about 50% of our income comes from is earned income. We have classes, and Nazi said he's, you know, DJed tons of weddings here, and we just have a lot of rented events. So all of that, you know, came to a stop. So when I came on March 17th, I think within my first 10 minutes of being here, an employee came up and said, "What's our work from home policy? What are we going to do?" And I was like, wow. "I just got here." But yeah, it was so wonderful to get to work with Joan. She's, you know, just has a ton of experience in organizational management. And I felt like a very smooth transition. And Joan was building on a really strong foundation of, you know, this organization. Kimball Jenkins has been around for 40 years. And prior to Joan, there were other great leaders here at the organization. There was Ryan Linehan and Rob Fried. So I felt like I was coming in set up to, you know, to take over a really strong organization that had a lot of good things happening.
But nevertheless, you had to start pivoting because obviously the income from the on-site events went away. But let's take a step back. We'll talk about that pivot. But I think one of the things I found by doing this show for like 13 years is that things like Kimball Jenkins, things like the Flume, things like the Discovery Center, Shaker Village, that people that live in New Hampshire don't surprisingly know much about it. So I think why don't you give us your website, but give us the overall background. Obviously, there was a benefactor, Carolyn Jenkins, but let's start with kind of where it is, what it is, and how it benefits the community. And feel free to use this as an opportunity to gain sponsorships, members, and other fundraising. This is your great chance. So,
the big the big chance. Oh, thank you. There's so many people who say to me or say to people I know, I have no idea what Kimball Jenkins is or where it was, or I've never heard of it, and they lived in this area. So to us, that's exciting because I think we already have a really strong presence in the community, and it means that we have like an even better, bigger opportunity to reach more people. So if you're coming into Concord on 393 and there's a yellow house on your right-hand side, that is Kimball Jenkins. We're a historic estate. The entire street of North Main Street is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And we are an arts and cultural organization whose mission is to make arts education accessible. So that's for kids as young as, you know, two. We've got Mr. Aaron's Rattlebox Music. He's got little kids jamming out here twice a week, really young kids, all the way to people in their 80s and 90s. We have people of all ages here on campus every single week, which is, again, is just a great privilege to be able to serve such a wide range of the organization. So, oh, and I see Nazi's looking around trying to find stuff. So yeah, Kimball Jenkins was donated to the community 40 years ago. This year, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. It was donated by Carolyn Jenkins, who was the last heir of the Kimball family. They had purchased this property in 1760, right before the American Revolution. And that yellow house that you see when you come in on 393 is the oldest building on campus. And that was originally the law offices and home of John Kimball. And the family lived here and, you know, had a farm, and they had stores and enterprises throughout the country, really, the eastern part of the country. And 100 years later, in the late 1800s, they built what is now called The Mansion, which is what a lot of people recognize as part of the Kimball Jenkins campus. Is this large Victorian home that has just incredible carved molding and woodwork and ornate plaster ceilings and just door hinges. It's just like a beautiful example of Victorian architecture. And last year we were very fortunate to be able to restore the roof of this mansion. It only needs to happen once every 100 years or so. So that building was built in 1882 along with the carriage house that went with it. And in the 1920s, the family, George Kimball, was a doctor. He worked in different places throughout Asia. So there's a lot of Asian influences in the house. They did a renovation of the mansion and they had formal gardens here. And it was really just the home of a really well-connected civic family. They, you know, I always tell people the Kimball family were, they were surgeons generals. They were president of New Hampshire Savings Bank. They were involved in the building of the New Hampshire Historical Society. They were involved in a lot of different aspects of civic life.
Nasty. They could have been my role model. So
that's true.
This is at the end of 393, across the street from the SCA building.
I could look out the window at it right now too, from where we are.
Exactly, from Vinny Media.
Get a Nerf gun from one of our buildings.
That's correct. And I'm dating myself, but long ago, the Concord Area Chamber had their location nearby, and not to alarm anybody, but it's also like in the middle of a huge flood zone. I know. So, but we'll talk about that after commercial. Nazi, what do you think?
I think we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back and we'll talk more. All right.
All right.
Back next. All right, welcome. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. Tom Raffio, world's best dancer right there. Tap dancer. He does hip hop. He does lyrical. He does it all. And he's the president of Northeast Delta Dental and the longest running host, Northeast Delta Dental Radio. A wonderful subject. We're talking to Julianne from Kimball Jenkins. I would like to let you both know that not only have I DJed many times at Kimball Jenkins Estate, but Kimball Jenkins Estate holds two records for me. That is the place where I DJed the longest wedding I've ever done in my life. And I had the largest wedding party ever in my life. Could either one of you guess how long, either one of those numbers? Tom, how big do you think the wedding party was? And how long do you think the wedding was?
I would say
the average wedding is 6-7 hours. Average is six or 7 hours. Okay, so what do you think?
So I'm thinking that was probably double that.
I'm gonna say 2 days.
Well, no, it was only one day. It was one day.
Yeah, so I doubled that. At some point you have to sleep. And I would say, although this probably you might have been edging the line on fire laws and stuff, you might have had 1,000 people.
So the amount of people attending, because it was in the mansion as well as in the carriage house, and then there was a tent outside. There was about 300 people, but the wedding party. There were 27 people in the wedding party, and the total time, start to finish, 19 and a half hours.
Wow.
And it was nonstop. It was just they had a great time.
You know, all my four kids have recently married. I feel like I've gotten away with, these multiple day weddings compared to that one. But all right. Well, basically that gets back though to you, Julianne, which is, so Kimball Jenkins, so first of all, tell us your website and tell us how you're funded, and then we'll get into some specific programs, including, you know, what's going on in Black History Month, et cetera.
Sure. So our website is kimballjenkins.com. And on there you can find out about a lot of our events that are happening, as well as our educational offerings. So we offer year-round adult classes in the arts. We have watercolor, printmaking, photography, drawing, ceramics. And then we also offer year-round youth and educational programming. We have a middle school and teen after-school program called Art Lab. And actually, Delta Dental helps to sponsor that program, which we're very thankful for.
It's free.
It doesn't cost anything for families to attend, for kids to attend. We've recently expanded it because we have so many kids who want to come. So we have a Tuesday and a Thursday option. We have six exhibitions a year, which are both in, we have two gallery spaces in the historic Victorian Mansion and in the Carriage House Gallery. And we have free events associated with that. And what I always like to tell people is like, Kimball Jenkins ourselves as an organization, like we're doing lots of really cool stuff all the time. But what's even more exciting is that we have space, that we're a home and a host to a lot of other organizations in the arts and community groups that host their events here. So we have the Rotary Club host their weekly meetings here. We have the New Hampshire Photography Association, the Concord Historical Society, as well as like poetry groups and local photography groups. And there's a statewide, the New Hampshire Weavers Guild, which has a pretty robust population. So we have just a lot of different things happening here every day, really. And yeah, we welcome people to check us out for a class, for a kids program, for an event. We also are, right now, we just launched our summer camp registration, which pretty much sold out every week last year. Because of funders, sponsors, we were able to offer $21,000 in scholarships last year. So we work with a lot of programs. We do a lot of like intentional outreach to organizations that serve kids and people who might not have access to these opportunities, financial access. So we're really trying to get anybody who wants to come to be able to come, and we're intentionally reaching out to them. So summer camp is exciting. It's wild. There's like squirt gun fights outside and chalk on the sidewalk. It's just like a really fun time here. And actually with COVID, our first year we did do an online camp, but last year we ended up, you know, just like a lot of people, getting a really large tent and having a lot of our summer camp offerings outside. And that is something that we will continue to do, hopefully as COVID declines, which I know we're not there yet, but it's just so great to be outside. So healthy for kids, it's healthy for everyone. So we're excited to be able to, we're thankful that we have the space to be outside.
Now, Julianne, you've only been here 2 years, but you, in that little talk, you've probably jam-packed with information, including, I know I've been here since 1995, and I can't tell you the number of events I've gone to Kimball Jenkins, you know, whether it's, you know, Harvard University alumni stuff, whether it's, you know, chamber event, whether it's the Rotary, it really exposes all of those organizations and the people that attend to, you know, to Kimball Jenkins. And I was glad to hear that the summer camps are going well, because that's always been a huge draw. You know, I know that, and I mentioned that nobody has to worry. Yes, when there's a huge amount of rain, there's occasionally, you know, water in the parking lot, but everything is dry. Not to worry. So,
no, actually, it is a lot drier than potentially, because we were able to, because of a couple of organizations, we were able to partner with the city of Concord, who redid the whole drainage system down there. Because it needed to be done, and 393 would flood into our property. But also because the New Hampshire Preservation Alliance, which is a statewide group that helps advocate for historic preservation across the state, they listed Kimball Jenkins on one of their 7 to save lists in 2013, trying to alert the public that, hey, there's a ton of water flowing into this property from the 1790s. So we were very fortunate to work with the city to get that fixed.
Absolutely. And I'd been involved with a group from the state too, you know, looking at. So that's, it's great to see that that's resolved. So your website is kimballjenkins.com. So if someone's looking to attend the summer camp for their kids, if someone wants to host an event there, they'd go on that website and go from there. So funding, obviously, you, as you mentioned, for your events, you obviously get paid for people to use the facility. What are your other sources of funding?
Sure. Yeah, we're, again, very fortunate that we have about 50% of our income comes from earned income from classes and wedding rentals and business rentals. But we also receive about 50% of our funding from grants and business sponsorships. We were very fortunate, like many nonprofits, to be able to access a lot of the federal support over the past couple of years through PPP funding and other CARES Act funding that allowed us to really still continue to offer services to the community.
Can people, if I want to become a member, what's the membership opportunity?
Sure. Well, you could be a ceramics studio member, Tom, if you want to take a ceramics class. You
could, I love ceramics. Yeah.
Printmaking studio member. We also have annual memberships for families, for individuals. We are looking, we have about six, like I said, exhibitions a year, and I'll tell you more about the one that we have right now in February and March. We're looking for business sponsors for those events. But one of our most exciting projects that we're doing right now is we're also looking for businesses to purchase tax credits from us, because we were awarded a CDFA tax credit grant, which is going to allow us to increase accessibility, which in historic properties is a challenge, but it's also exciting to be able to marry those two.
So for my business buddies out there, like, you're probably all familiar with CDFA tax credits, and we could take a whole separate show on that. But you can basically, I'll summarize by saying, you know, if you donate a dollar, you're really only donating to your bottom line 50 cents, meaning they'll get the dollar, but it only hits you by half. So it's a great opportunity. I'm glad to hear you have those credits. So let's talk about Black History Month and what Kimball Jenkins is doing to celebrate Black History Month.
Yeah, well, we're, as an organization, we are, it's part of our strategic plan and just mission and our values to really always try to increase accessibility to all populations, and as a cultural institution, to really make our programming be reflective of the community that we're in. So right now, this month and February and March, we have an exhibition up that is called Finding Home. It features the photographic portraits by Becky Field of immigrants who have moved to New Hampshire. I don't know how many countries she has represented, but it's really incredible, beautiful portraits. And then she has, you can listen to a QR code, listen to their stories of how they ended up here in New Hampshire. And one of the people that she photographed was a young man, a painter named Josimar Matamano. And Becky said, "Hey, I'm having this exhibit at Kimball Jenkins. You should exhibit with me." And since we have two galleries, Josimar has an entire gallery, a solo show here. And his work is really, he's originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and he moved to Uganda in a refugee camp and has been living here in New Hampshire in Manchester since 2000 and I believe 16. And his paintings are very like allegorical. They've got like stories in them, and they just feel like they're, wow, you know, a lot going on.
I think you've whetted everybody's appetite. So yeah. It's KimballJenkins.com. It's the end of 393. Nazi can see it from Binny Media. I can see it from Delta Dental. Easy to get to. So much there. Yeah. Julianne Gadori, I think we hired in the community. They made a great hire having you.
Well,
I mean that. Don't you think, Cassie? I mean, you can tell you're passionate.
Loves what she does.
You have a good business model, and we're happy to be one of the sponsors. My CEO colleagues out there, become a sponsor. You won't be disappointed. Again, it's KimballJenkins.com. Has all the information to become a member, become a sponsor. And
some tax credits we have until the end of March.
And the tax credits, absolutely.
Yes.
Get them in. Guys, thank you very much. Julianne, thank you. Tom, thank you. Keep on running. Keep on dancing.
Yeah.
And we'll talk again next time. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julianne. All right.